I've got special guests in studio this morning. If you'd please welcome to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show, the director and part of the cast of the upcoming Aberdeen High School production of Heathers the Musical, director Jelaine Fleury.
Hello.
Director Jelaine Fleury.
Hi.
And Heathers, Alessandra Cellini.
Hi.
And Lauren Fagerstedt.
Hi.
And Veronica.
Hello.
Marissa Frank. Hi, everybody. How are you? Now, we're going to start off here with the director, Jelaine. Jelaine, you're directing this.
Correct.
And this is all pretty much Aberdeen High School students, right?
Yeah, it's all Aberdeen High School students. We do have two guest performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, do you teach? I didn't know you taught.
I'm teaching every day, but no, I'm not a teacher at Aberdeen High School.
The School of Hard Knocks is my class.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, yeah.
School of Hard Knocks.
So,
drama.
Heathers, now, this is right on the poster here. It says parental advisory.
Correct.
Parental discretion advised. What's going on in this play that requires parental discretion?
So we wanted to put that logo on there to make it look cool so more people
would come and go see it.
Like, you want to buy the CDs, right, with that logo?
Okay, yeah, you got a
which
point.
Which fell into that. But also, there is, like, real parental advisory. The show is rated PG-13 and is not recommended for 13 and under.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with some serious material content issues, including violence, suicide, bullying, and overall, though, the show has a very positive message, it really speaks to teenagers with the language and...
And it's a musical.
It's a musical. Yeah, yeah. No, like, and the thing is that most, 90% of the kids knew the show already before auditioning and not the edited high school edition, and they loved it already. So I think it's actually the perfect show to do with high schoolers that gets them excited about it. We had 50 kids audition, so there was a lot of interest going into this show.
Well, I remember when I was a teenager, it was a very popular movie in the 1980s when I was a young teenager, a very young teenager. I was like,
or grade schooler.
I was like a tween.
Oh yeah,
I think yeah.
Good for you.
When it came
good.
Out, I was very young.
Yeah.
But I remember it was a very popular movie.
It's a cult classic with a huge following.
I've never seen it. I know.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm thinking I gotta see it.
Yeah, you totally gotta see it. It's timeless. It's great. It's the original Mean Girls movie. Like all Mean Girls movies in high school satires or high school movies after. Yeah. Must bow down to Heathers. I read that in an article recently.
The only thing I know about the movie is that it had Winona Ryder and Christian Slater.
Oh,
it was kind of what launched their careers.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, wow, your cast members are like, woo, Christian Slater?
Yeah,
he
everybody
does it for
loves
you?
Christian Slater. Oh, yeah.
Christian Slater?
I was so in love with Christian Slater that I went to Video Tonight Can Today, and they had this like anthology of, you could look up before Google, the internet didn't really exist except for like Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And so you'd go to the movies, the rental place, and you'd look up an actor, and they'd tell you all the movies they were in. So it was my goal to watch every movie Christian Slater was in.
Hands down, in my opinion, Christian Slater's best movie, True Romance.
Oh, very underrated
just
movie.
Just saying, very underrated,
awesome.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And something you might not know, you've seen it.
Yes.
You know, he talks to Elvis throughout the movie. You know who's
Val
Elvis?
Kilmer.
He's Val Kilmer.
I did know that,
Elvis,
star-studded cast.
Very interesting. Heathers, the musical, which is opening tomorrow at Aberdeen High School, 7:30 show. By the way, it'll be playing tomorrow night and then Friday night and Saturday night, 7:30, and there'll be a Sunday matinee at 1:30, and tickets are $15. Get them at Harbor Drug and City Drug, and can you get them at the door, I would imagine?
Yes.
You can buy them at the door. All right, of course, the show is about a bunch of girls named Heather, but there's also a Veronica, and we've got Veronica here right now, Marissa Frank. She's a sophomore at Aberdeen High School, and she is the lone Veronica. Are you the lone Veronica?
Yes.
Yeah, the lone Veronica. It's like a new Old West hero, or not. Tell me about Veronica. What's her significance in
Veronica
this show?
Veronica is really... I've taken her to be very brave, and I honestly, like, I relate to her, but not at the same time. She just has, like, this, like, power to her, this very underappreciated power in the school.
Like, she has influence.
Yeah, influence, but nobody knows it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's kind of in the wing. She's not really the clicky person, but she somehow influences the click.
Yeah, in a way. I would say that, yeah, because the Heathers kind of adopt her at the beginning, and she, like, gets to live out the dream that everybody else wants to.
How many Heathers are there?
There's three.
And all the Heathers are kind of like, well, you're Veronica, but you fit. Is it like a Heather Club? Again, I've not seen
the movie. A Heather Club? I would
I have
say
not
like,
seen the
well,
movie.
They're just like the, they're all named Heather, so I'm guessing that's why they became friends, you know? And so now it's like the Heathers, and they go around, they just own the school, everyone wants to be the Heathers. It's like...
And Veronica breaks into that.
Veronica wiggles her way into that clique, and...
Tell them how. Oh.
Tell them how. So... Veronica likes to forge things. And
oh, she's a forger.
She's a forger.
Ooh.
And she
I know where this
breaks
is going.
Them out of a situation with a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Forging a hall pass for them so then they can get no detention after school.
Oh, very nice. So she gets them all out of detention.
Yes, I get them all out of I get them all out of detention. And then Veronica, she tries to be like, hey, you should let me sit with you. And they are not with it until she's like, yo, I can do this like all the time for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm your gal.
Yeah, I'm your gal. You should pick me.
I'm your gal with the pen. I can get you out of any trouble.
Yes.
With my forging abilities. Okay. Yes. Very fantastic. So that is the nature of the Veronica. So she's kind of she kind of adopts her way into the club, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, does she go on to regret that later? Or does she not regret that later?
I would say, yeah.
She goes on to regret that later. So she finally kind of realizes that the cool club she wanted to be in is really not the cool club she wants to be
in. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, not seen the movie. I have no idea.
I'm just guessing. I would definitely say
that. Okay. All right. That sounds great. All right. That sounds fantastic. All right. Now, since this is a musical and Veronica here is Marissa Frank, who plays Veronica, is going to sing us something to kind of give us an idea of one of the songs of the play. So you've got a little phone with some music on it. So
yes, I do.
What's the name of the song you're going to sing?
This song is I Say No.
Okay.
Yes.
And action.
You are a drug. You are a poison pill. I've got to kick this habit now, or else I never will. I loved the rush when you would hold me close, but you will not be satisfied until I overdose. This is it, hit the brake, I am finally awake. Let me be, let me go. You need help, I can't provide. I am not qualified. It's troubled teen is getting clean. I say no.
Wow. Marissa got some pipes.
Yeah, girl.
Wow. That I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You can sing. That's amazing.
That's only the beginning. Wait till she gets to the build.
Wow.
The
the end of the song.
I can't wait to see it live, man. You're about ready to blow out the microphones here, though. That's fantastic. Good job. And that's just a little taste of what you're going to get if you go see Heathers this week at Aberdeen High School. Veronica, Melissa Frank, go see her. You can see her in the play coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow at Aberdeen High School, 7:30 show. June, that's tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday with a 1:30 matinee this Sunday. Tickets $15. Get them at Harbor Drug or City Drug and also at the door. And I have with me two of the three Heathers from the musical tomorrow. If you please welcome to the show Alessandra Cellini, who is a junior, and Lauren Fagerstedt, who is a senior at Aberdeen High School. And you are two of our three Heathers. Hi, Heathers.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So what's the deal with the Heathers? Now, which one of you is the ringleader of the Heathers?
Lauren.
So,
that would be you, Lauren.
I'm Heather Chandler, and she's the red Heather, and she's like the main girl. She's the ringleader, the one that they all follow.
I'm looking at the poster now. I see it. There's a brunette and a blonde and a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you wear red clothing anyway.
Yeah. So
are you supposed to have red hair for the play? Or
I don't think it matters.
You just wear red clothing.
Yeah, just red clothing.
Green,
scrunchies,
red, and yellow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, does it take place in the 80s or is it modern?
Yes.
It does. So it is
yes,
take place in the
it
80s.
Does.
So you guys got to do, because I remember the movie was known for giving us Valley Girl talk. So do you guys have to talk the talk, the Valley Girl talk?
Kind of. We're just really mean.
Right.
So we're kind of, it kind of just, we talk mean.
Yeah.
So
give me an example. Give me a couple of lines, mean lines. What's the meanest thing you say? What's the meanest thing you can say on the radio? You can edit yourself if you need to.
Just don't say the last part.
Well, Veronica comes to my house to apologize, I tell her that she needs to get on her knees and beg to me for her forgiveness.
Yes. Wow.
Because like, wow. She brought knee pads.
And then I say a bad word after that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, parental advisory, we should mention. It's got a parental advisory on this. It's PG-13, so they're not going to know the stops.
It's also a comedy.
Tell me
it's
about it. Yeah, well, no, it's a comedy and it's a musical, but it's also got some adult themed issues.
Yes, it's
and stuff.
Hilarious.
But also, you know, there's some lessons to be learned.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about something in that. But what can you give away anyway with the lessons that are learned? If you had to give a moral to the story, what do you think?
Murder is not okay.
Murder is never okay.
Anything else?
Yeah. Come a little closer to the microphone.
I don't know.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head. Murder is never okay, and that's a pretty good one. Now, who plays the Christian Slater character? Who plays the boy?
Evan Weidman.
Evan Weidman is the senior there, and he is playing the Christian Slater guy.
Yes.
Right on. And now, I've not seen the movie, so is he like a bad guy, or is he a good guy, or what is his deal?
He's the one everyone loves, but they shouldn't love, because he's not the best guy
ever.
Right. But everybody looks up to him and wants to be him and
not
be his buddy.
Not in the show. He's an outcast, but when you're watching the show, he's the guy you want to love.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
No. You really shouldn't.
Interesting. All right. Well, Heathers is going to be opening tomorrow night at Aberdeen High School at 7:30, and then you can see it Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 1:30. Get your tickets at Harbor Drug and City Drug. They're $15. Students are only $10, and you can also buy them at the door. And remember, there is a parental discretion advisor saying PG-13, it's the 13 and under, is going to need, maybe a parent needs to approve that or not. All right. Yeah. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.